Jeffrey has a skinny, fat physique. That's the worst case scenario, because if you're fat, you can just cut. If you're skinny, you can just bulk. But when you're skinny fat, what do you do? Being skinny fat is when you have a low amount of muscle mass, a moderate amount of fat, particularly in the unattractive areas like the stomach and titties like young Jeffrey. Girls find this physique ugly. Should he bulk and get bigger, or should he cut and get leaner? Comment below your idea to see if you're right. Adonis! Adonis has a physique that looks like it's sculpted by the great artists of mankind. He looks like a Greek god. Just look at that V-taper and those abs. And his V-line looks like an arrow that's pointing towards his calves and also his big dick. Men and women admire and respect beauty. And that's what Adonis's physique encapsulates. Beauty, harmony, a pristine quality that reflects his inner world. Adonis knows that building an aesthetic body is not just a vain pursuit, but rather it is a reflection of his discipline, consistency, and hard work. Listen, in today's video, I'm really going to help you if you have the skinny fat physique, because I had that physique for over a year straight when I first got into the gym. I was just like you. I used to watch these fitness videos on YouTube and I wanted to build a 10 out of 10 aesthetic body, but I just was cursed with the bad genetics and also the bad habits that led to such a mid-looking physique. I spent years being skinny fat before I found the fix. And now I've been into fitness for over 12 years. So imagine 12 years of knowledge, learning experiences, and stories that I'm putting into this video just to help you with this topic, because I want to save you from being skinny fat. Just do this for me right now. Scroll down and click on the subscribe button. That's the fast and free way for you to support my work and to help me to make these videos even better for you. And I have a gift for you, because after I'm done helping you with being skinny fat, there's a new problem that's gonna arise. The problem is that you're gonna build a more aesthetic physique, which means that you are more attractive, which means that you will get more attraction from women, which means that the next problem you're gonna have after you fix this skinny fat issue is actually learning how to be good with girls in the first place. So at the end of this video, I'm gonna give you a gift that will help you with that. So I got into fitness when I was about 16, 17 years old, and it was actually my brother who started first. So I was just like a video gamer, and you know, I was lazy and undisciplined and just eating snacks. Like, I used to go to the store and buy Doritos and like bags of Minstrels and M&Ms and not Mountain Dew. I was never like a virgin. I was a virgin, but not Mountain Dew. We don't really have that in the UK, but we have like Lucozade in the UK, which is the equivalent. I was quite literally the stereotypical gamer, where I'd buy all these and this is what I would eat instead of normal dinner. But then one day, I overhear my brother speaking to my parents about the plan he has to turn our garage into a home gym. He'd been on a diet recently and he'd lost a bunch of weight, and now he was getting me onto the same diet as well. And it was like he was one step in front of me. He first got onto the diet, now he's going into the gym, he's getting me onto the diet, and I assume he's probably gonna get me into the gym as well. So my brother's built this like bare bones gym in our garage, where there's like a bench press and the adjustable dumbbells and a barbell, not even like the Olympic 20 kg barbell, but like one of the small ones, like, which is like 10 kg, and a squat rack, which is literally just like two like little poles basically. So it's pretty dangerous. So he starts training there, and I don't think of it too much until one day I'm in the middle of a League of Legends game. My brother walks in, and I can tell he's just been in the garage because he's got his gay little weightlifting gloves on, and he walks over to my laptop and he says, "Come," like in brown accent, "come, I'm going to show you the garage now." Even though I'm in the middle of a game, I'm pretty sure he like closed my laptop screen as well, which was fucking annoying. But like, even though I'm in the middle of a League of Legends game, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't give a shit if I go AFK and get like another point on this. This seems like it's gonna be worth it. So he takes me to the home gym in the garage and starts to teach me the basic movements like bench press, row, squat, you know, all the random things that we've got in there. He starts to teach me. And apparently my form is terrible with each one, because he's getting frustrated. I can't like do it properly. I'm very weak, by the way. So that empty bar, which I'm pretty sure was 10 kg, was like too heavy for me. Bearing in mind, I've basically done no kind of fitness training, anything before this point. And I was like naturally just like a fucking pussy. So I can't even do most of these movements. Even the empty dumbbell, like, you know, the 2 kg adjustable dumbbell, like even without the weights, like I'm talking just the fucking metal with the little spinny clips. Even that was like a little bit too heavy for me to have good form because my weak little video game hands weren't used to this work. I had done nothing really physical in my life at this point. So my brother gets like really frustrated, leads me back into the house, into the dining room. And I swear to God, he goes, disappears for a second, and he comes back with two pink dumbbells that we had in like a set of like pink, yellow, blue, and it's like in like a little triangle, like, you know, like this little setup thing that like you can buy for the home that your mother randomly buys from the phone when she sees some advert on TV. This was like, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago. So it's my mother's pink dumbbells, which are about 0.5 or 1 kg each. And he has me lie down on the floor in the dining room doing like the press like this, like concentration curls with one arm like this. I have to like support it when I hit failure with my fucking like 900 gram dumbbells like this. And you know what? I wasn't even embarrassed by this. I was actually excited. Not because I had the awareness to know that the weights that I'm using now would go up over time with progressive overload. Just because I was horny and I knew that training like this would build a physique that was more attractive to girls. Before this point, there had been a few times in my life where I had set the goal to get a six pack because I had seen, like, you know, girls on Facebook, they would share pictures of guys who had six packs and, you know, you could tell it was an attractive thing. And some guys happened to have like six pack abs just naturally. I didn't quite have like a natural six pack. I had more like a 6 month pregnancy kind of look instead, which is pretty normal if you're brown or if you eat like a lot of carbs and bullshit low protein diet. So I always knew that if you build muscle, you will be more attractive to girls and more girls will like you. So before this point, there was like 2 times, I think, where I had really gone obsessed with the idea of getting a six pack and I would like go actually to the dining room and do like, I don't know, probably like 7 sit-ups before I was tired. And I'd be texting one of my friends trying to convince him to do it with me because I really wanted to like be on this journey with someone else, but none of my friends were that interested in it. But this time in the dining room with the pink dumbbells, it felt different. Honestly, because I had like my big brother, my mentor, showing me, I had extra accountability. We finished this workout and, you know, I can go relax now. And I went upstairs. I've taken the L with the League of Legends game, got like, you know, you have to wait 15 minutes before you can play the next game, whatever. And I go onto YouTube and I start searching for body transformation videos, which if you're kind of young, you've not probably watched the same ones as me, but holy shit, this was like the most motivational content on YouTube. I swear to God, I still remember some of them, like John Skywalker, 3-year natural. Natural body transformation. This guy built like this fucking absolute 10 out of 10 physique. And I'm not even saying his biggest physique, but around halfway through where he's lean and he looks like a skater boy, but he's got muscle at the same time. I used to see that physique and be like, holy shit, if you looked like this, like, you know, I was probably about 16 years old at the time, 16, 17. I used to think if I could look like this, I'd be so much more confident. Girls would be into me. I'd put it on my Snapchat story. I'd put it up on Instagram. You know, this would be so cool. And I started to get really motivated for this. So every day I would watch literally over like an hour of these body transformation videos and I would go in the garage and train as well. But there was a problem. I was a pussy and I also had pretty bad genetics for building muscle. So I was so hyped for this progress, you know, okay, I'm gonna build a 10 out of 10 physique. This is gonna be awesome. I'm finally gonna be more attractive to girls. But then when it was actually time to do the work, which is the diet and the training and the sleep, I would just slack in all of them because that required real work. It required discipline, which I didn't have. I had motivation, but I didn't have discipline. So for example, I'd go to the gym, but I didn't really understand the concept of like really pushing to failure. Because imagine like 16, 17 year old me, I was a pussy. Can you imagine me really, really pushing to like 0 reps in reserve as I could now when I've developed myself? No, of course not. Like I was getting maybe like 7 reps in reserve and then putting the dumbbells down, calling it a day, right? Call it like that set is complete, even though I still had so much more in me because I just didn't have like the will of pushing past the point that it hurt because I didn't really ever do that before. It was a skill that I had to build up. So I wasn't training hard enough. And then outside of the gym, I would eat honestly the same things as I was when I was just like a little video gamer with the Doritos and the Lucozade. Or actually, what's pretty bad is I would actually eat worse because of the fact that I was watching like so much content on YouTube. One of the other kinds of videos that I started to watch, you know, first I was watching the body transformations. Then I started to watch cheat day videos where a bunch of these fitness YouTubers from like 10 years ago, 12 years ago, they would do like the 10,000 calorie challenge where they'd go and buy donuts and then they'd have like cake, or they'd do a cheat day video where they're eating a bunch of cereal and whatever. And I used to watch these and I swear to God, I used to have a cheat day like this, like every week or two, three times per week. Like it was actually insane how often I would just eat shit. And then of course, now that I've painted the picture for you, you can imagine my sleep wasn't very good as well. My habits weren't like crazy, crazy bad. I wasn't, you know, going out and staying out till 2 a.m. or whatever, but I was going to sleep at like 10, 11, 12 and waking up for school or college at like 7 or something. And I probably needed an extra like 2-3 hours of sleep. Plus at the time I didn't know it, but I actually have like pretty fucked up sleep just naturally because of trauma and anxiety and stuff. So I don't really sleep so well, which is something I sort of realized years after this point that I've been making progress on. So when you put together training like a pussy, eating like an American, and sleeping like you're traumatized, this is the trifecta which builds the skinny fat physique. Even though I had so much motivation, my rate of muscle mass and also fat was so bad because of the fact that, you know, I wasn't doing many of the good things. So I was cursed and stuck with the skinny fat physique that you probably relate to. But here's where it gets interesting. Even though I can remember back in those days that I wanted to make progress faster, there's a reason why I still ended up building my 10 out of 10 aesthetic body. I'm not natural now, but when I was natty, I built like a 10 out of 10 natural physique, even with, for someone who's got bad genetics. And now my physique's past that point, and I actually quite like to be like bigger than, you know, the sort of fitness model-y kind of look. Why is it that I started off with these disadvantages, that I started off at a low point, but I still was able to build this physique compared to so many people who started off with better genetics than me, better willpower and discipline? You know, they could train harder and eat cleaner, and they end up not building this dream physique. They end up staying stuck at the skinny fat level. It was through what I called grandpa gains. In one of like my first months in the gym, you know, training in my garage, I remember there was a day where I actually felt pretty sad. You know, like the gym now was like a pretty normal thing for me. So it was probably like 2-3 months into training. And on this day, there was a girl that I had a crush on in college. This was still when I was like basically a kissless virgin, right? So I hadn't really had any good experiences with women. I used to like obsess over this girl, you know, as like a young guy does, and we'd be sat close to each other in class and I'd be always thinking about what I could say to her, trying to build up the courage to ask her out over days and days and days. And I remember on this day, I felt particularly bad. I'll be honest, I can't remember exactly what happened. I think maybe, I'm pretty sure I didn't like completely ask her out, but maybe in my mind, I thought that she kind of rejected me in some subtle ways because maybe I tried to speak to her and she wasn't as warm today, whatever it was, right? Something made me feel kind of negative today. Either way, I went to the gym and I warm up, I put on my music. We have like these little speakers and, you know, I'm starting to get into the flow of it. And before I know it, I'm about halfway through this workout and I'm really, you know, like excited. I'm flexing in the mirror, I'm doing the set and whatever. And I started to get this really, really warm, like happy thought that even though I was sad about what just happened, you know, it felt like this girl who I really liked rejected me. I thought to myself, it's okay because I'm doing this. Because as long as I stay consistent in the gym, as long as I just don't quit, I will build the 10 out of 10 aesthetic body that will completely change my dating life and my confidence. As long as I just don't quit. I started to visualize myself as a grandpa, 70 years old, still jacked. You know, you're like, your skin is kind of wrinkly and saggy, whatever, but you're still jacked. You've been lifting weights for 40, 50 years. So you are unbelievably strong compared to men of your age. That visualization made me think that this is something that I'm never going to quit. I will never stop lifting weights, resistance training. I will never stop wanting to have a really good amount of muscle mass, even when I'm an old man. It will always be valuable. I just have to not quit and I will build the 10 out of 10 physique. I was only 17 years old when I thought of this. Fast forward 8 years in 2022, I'm 25 years old. And I honestly felt like I had like this 10 out of 10 lean young man's aesthetic body. This was like a trip in Thailand where I'm lean, I've got a six pack, my jawline's nice, and I really do have that V taper, that aesthetic look. And I was completely completely natural, I had completely gotten rid of the skinny fat problem. And when I tell you how much of a difference it made to my dating life, you would not even believe me. Like, if I told you some random moments of what happened, you would literally think, oh yeah, this guy's boasting, this guy's like obviously exaggerating. Girls don't act like that. Like, girls started to catcall me. Girls started to literally shout on the street at me. Like, the same way that like creepy men would like catcall and shout at girls, and you know, it's kind of like weird when they do that. Girls had started to do this for me now when they see me like walking around shirtless. How girls would text me how many matches I would get on dating apps. I don't use them now, but like how many matches I would get. You would not even believe me. If I told you, you would just be thinking, oh yeah, he's clearly lying. And this was all a few years ago. When you see the difference of my physique now compared to what it was, and it was already good a few years ago, and I tell you that the level of attraction from women and respect from men has went up in like a correlative line, I swear to God, this is one of the biggest, most transformative things I have done in my life, is just getting consistent in weightlifting and just building a fuck ton of muscle and getting rid of that skinny fat physique. But I want to get deep for a second, because this sounds like we're talking about normal, real world stuff. Okay, yeah, build muscle, go to the gym, whatever. But I actually think there's a deeper problem that you're suffering from right now. You think the problem is like a slow amount of muscle mass, right? That's not exactly the problem, because the muscle will come when it comes. The real problem that you have that has made you want to sit through this entire video is impatience. I bet you can really feel that. You have impatience, like you're in a rush to get this physique. And the reason why, and I really want you to just accept this and be honest with it, the reason why you feel like you're in such a rush, like you have impatience to build this physique, is because you quickly want better treatment from other guys and from girls. That's the real goal. For a lot of insecure guys, they'll say, no, it's not. I don't care about anyone else. I just care about me. I don't care what anyone thinks of me. And it's just pathetic to think that. It's normal. You need to accept this right now. Of course you want more attraction from girls. Of course you want more respect from guys, and you want it preferably as fast as possible. You want it from the people who are in your life right now. There's nothing wrong with that, and you're not a bad person for wishing this. You're human. As humans, of course we want to be accepted by the tribe. Of course we want to level up in the social hierarchy and also the sexual hierarchy of the tribe. You're not a bad person for this, and it's completely normal. Accept it. So that is actually like the real problem that's happening here, is you are impatient because you want better treatment from the guys and the girls in your life, particularly, let's be honest, from the girls. So remember at the start of this video, I said that I would give you like a gift. Well, the gift is another video that I made, and it's on the topic that looks maxing isn't enough. There's three more things that you can level up alongside your fitness journey to get better results in your dating life, so you can do both things at the same time. I'll have that video pop up somewhere so you can study it. This way you can stay committed on your fitness journey, but of course it requires patience. It takes years to really build a great physique. And in the meantime, to stay patient, you can level up other things that will help you with your real goal as well. So click and study that other guide that I've made for you. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.